We've entered a new era. Welcome to Jurassic World.
Welcome to Movie Reviews Nobody Asked For. Yep, there's our infamous theme song right there.
Hey, you are not the trumpet player. The fake trumpet player, actually. I guess you are the trumpet player.
So here with me is Daniel Hansen and hey. Jaden Johnson.
Hello.
And I'm Mason Gunnell, and today we're going to be talking about, in my opinion, the worst movie of 2018, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
You agree.
With you? You also think it's the worst movie of 2018?
Probably the worst movie I saw in 2018.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We didn't watch this one together like we sometimes do, and so I'm interested to hear your takes on it.
I watched this last night.
Okay.
And I was already in a bad mood just from school stuff, and it put me in a worse mood, if I'm going to be honest. So just to kind of go over how the show's going to go, we're going to talk about our personal feelings. How did this movie make us feel?
Boy. I just want to point out first,
what?
I don't think it's the worst movie of 2018, because Sharknado 6, It's About Time, was also released in 2018, and even though we haven't seen that, We haven't seen it, but I'm just guessing, judging off of Sharknado 5, it was not going to get better.
Well, I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Enlighten me.
So we'll talk about personal feelings, then we'll talk about, like, this movie is bad, and it's weird because there's a phenomenon of these kinds of movies like this, and we're going to talk about why those movies are bad too, why that kind of genre of those movies are bad. And and then, since that was the most anticipated movie of 2018, we're also going to talk about our most anticipated movies of 2019. So, I'm going to tell you why you're wrong, Daniel.
Okay, tell me.
Should give a fair spoiler alert to anybody listening to this.
Oh, we're going to spoil.
We're going to spoil the crap out of this.
Yeah. Like, if you haven't seen this movie and you actually have a desire to watch this movie,
first off, don't.
I would say yeah.
Second of all,
oh my gosh. You know what? You know, Daniel, you go first. You tell the people why they should watch this movie personally.
Okay. This is a bad movie. We all can agree on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think it still delivers on what it was trying to be. I don't think it was exactly trying to be a good movie. It was just trying to be a movie where dinosaurs just messed a whole bunch of stuff up.
I disagree, and I think that's the problem with this movie.
Yeah, I would also
is that they tried to make it a good movie.
But Jaden, let's give Daniel his soapbox here.
Go ahead.
That's basically it. Like, I don't. has not been a good Jurassic Park movie since the first Jurassic Park.
Okay.
So to expect a good movie out of it, I don't think. I was not expecting it to be a good movie. I was just expecting dinosaurs to do a bunch of damage, a bunch of people to get eaten, and there to be a semi-feasible plot that kind of runs through it, but you're mainly there for dinosaurs.
Which is fair. But, and look, I think if you want to just go see a movie where you're going to see dinosaurs tear things apart and you want to be entertained, sure.
There's movies out there for that kind of entertainment.
It's true, but I was entertained by this movie, to be honest. I was entertained by this movie. Is it a good movie? No. And I think that they tried their very hardest to make it a good movie.
They tried to put in, like, different themes and different questions.
Not. Yeah.
That a good movie would try to answer and would answer.
Right.
And it's just so numb. It wants you.
It had potential to be a good movie.
I think this movie was rushed. I think they should have spent another year or two, definitely on the screenplay, the script. They should have ironed out and taken out several places where it's just like, why is that even in this movie?
Yeah.
Mason, you want to give a rundown of the synopsis of this movie?
I would rather not.
You saw it the most recently. It's the most fresh in your mind.
Yeah, I buried it.
Okay, I'll give it then. Okay.
Yes, please, Daniel. Lover of Jurassic World.
Jurassic World 2, start to finish. This will take a couple minutes probably.
Oh, no.
Very beginning, you have this random team that it doesn't really explain who the team is, but they go back to the island where the Jurassic World Park was actually built. And they try and they succeed in sawing off a piece of rib bone from the Indominus Rex from Jurassic World and taking it back to wherever to do. I don't even know what. It doesn't really explain that in any of the rest of the movie.
That's going to be a theme here.
Yeah, it will be. That was a killer scene, though. Like, that aside, that was a killer scene.
Yeah, the opening scene's amazing. This was pretty good.
After that, it cuts to whoever Bryce Dallas Howard's character is. I can never remember her name.
That's her name.
Yeah, basically. This is a couple years after Jurassic World, the first one. And in that time, she has become a dinosaur rights activist.
Her name is Claire Deering.
Claire. Okay. So Claire becomes a dinosaur rights activist, and they're lobbying the government to save the dinosaurs on the island because there is an active volcano on the island that is about to erupt and kill all life on the island. The government refuses, so she enlists the help of Chris Pratt's character. Do you have that one up too?
Owen, I think.
Owen, yes. Owen. Who's in Alaska building a house randomly at the beginning of the movie, but he leaves that because he wants to save Blue, his raptor that he raised, and get it off the island. So they go to the island. Sorry?
On that part. So he was motivated to save Blue, but when she first asked Owen, he was like, I don't care. Like, was it Blue that actually got him to go?
It was, because there was also a scene where he's watching on his laptop the scenes of him, like, raising Blue and, like, teaching him stuff.
That's sentimental.
Yes. So then he goes to the island, and they're with some evil corporation that's trying to save the dinosaurs. And long story short, Owen gets shot by a dinosaur, what's the word for that gun? Tranquilizer gun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He survives, but he wakes up, and the volcano is erupting. And then
the lava is about 2 inches from him.
Yeah, very, very difficult predicament. But he gets away from them, from the lava. The bad company has a lot of other dinosaurs. They're leaving the island with them on a boat. Chris Pratt should have died in a volcanic ash flow.
Yep.
But he didn't. Bryce Dallas Howard should have died in one of those, like, geospheres that fell into the ocean.
Yep.
But Owen saved her.
Of course.
That happens a lot in this movie.
Now get this. They escape. So this is an island which is, as you mentioned, about to erupt, and it's a big national, international story, and there's been all this debate about it, and it's down near Costa Rica, and there's been talk and talk and talk. It's been on television everywhere. And yet they're able to load dinosaurs onto a boat and just float out of there. Without any TV cameras, any helicopters, nobody's, like, watching this island erupt. They're just going to let it erupt without paying any attention to it whatsoever.
I think most movies operate under the insinuation that news agencies fail to actually be news agencies.
Yeah. This one got me, though.
That one did, too, but...
Really? Yeah. I got one scene that makes me really upset from that whole, like, island extraction. So, you know, when they're in that, like... Like, underground facility, it's her and the hacker guy.
Oh, yeah, they're in, like, the old park.
Yeah. And, like, they get closed in, like, oh, there's nowhere to escape from this room. And then the hacker guy's trying to, like, figure out a way, like, to open a door or something. And he opens a door, and he's like, oh, wrong door, and then enters it. Then here comes a T-Rex from the door.
It wasn't a T-Rex. It's a different dinosaur. It's a big dinosaur.
Sorry. But, so, yeah.
Be scientifically correct, because this movie definitely warrants it.
So the dinosaur comes in, and they're like, how are we going to get out? And then they look up and they're like, oh, let's take that ladder right there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That made me so mad.
Yeah.
Because they...
Yeah.
Anyways, continue
and
with
in their
synopsis.
Defense, it's a dark room. Maybe you don't see the ladder. And then there's fire, and it illuminates the ladder.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, they get off the island, and this is, like, maybe halfway through the movie. That's right. The bad part. This movie should have ended right here. They should have developed the island story a lot more and then dealt with the second half of the story later. They didn't. So in the second half of this movie, they go to this mansion where all these dinosaurs are somehow being kept in the basement. Yeah, go figure there. And then there's an auction that's happening with this evil corporation that's going to sell these dinosaurs. And here's the thing that's really dumb.
Guess how much...
You're on to this.
Take a guess how much you think a dinosaur costs.
Oh, yeah. This is...
What do you think a dinosaur would cost in real life?
Like a living, breathing dinosaur.
Billions.
A living, breathing dinosaur. And they're selling them for like... 11 million.
It wasn't even like, 11. It was like 4 million.
Yeah.
Like you have like an ankylosaurus like, and it's like 2 million sold. Like, and then they have.
Is this made in 1740?
$2 million for a dinosaur?
Apparently. That's one of my big problems with the whole movie. Then they also like they're having this auction. And they also bring out their new, improved Indominus Rex.
A new dinosaur.
Yeah, the Indoraptor. Ooh. So it's basically a smaller version of the Indominus Rex, but somehow smarter. But it's really, really weird that, yeah. But they sell that, and the price for that is, I think, 10 million or 20, like 10 to 25 million or something like that. But so, it's also dumb because this Indoraptor... the way it attacks people is you have somebody has a gun
and
lights a laser pointer on somebody and then fires the gun and tells the dinosaur to attack that person.
Yeah.
So for the dinosaur to work properly, you have to have a gun pointed at your target.
Hmm. It's weird. Like, maybe they would just fire the gun, maybe? I don't know.
They do, but it fires a laser pointer.
Oh, they fire a laser pointer. Yes. That seems way more hurtful than a bullet.
If you get them in the eyes, it blinds them.
Right. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
And then during this time, you have a whole lot of other stuff going on.
There are so many tiny little things that are just that make this movie terrible that we're not even going to be able to mention.
Yeah, it just cramps it way too much. Owen and Claire escape from being trapped in like a prison cell because Bad Company doesn't just shoot them when they have the chance. They just put them in a prison cell. They escape. They also get the daughter or the granddaughter of the accomplice who helped the guy in the first Jurassic Park to actually get dinosaurs in the first place.
Isn't that John Lithgow?
Hammond. The accomplice of Hammond, right. To like actually get the dinosaurs. His granddaughter somehow joins with Owen and Claire because the Bad Company, the guy that's like the CEO, smothered the accomplice of Hammond in his sleep so that he wouldn't spoil their huge plan. But then Owen and Claire saves the granddaughter, and then they're faced with this dilemma of do we release all these dinosaurs out into America or do we let them die?
Which seems like an easy choice.
You would think. But then, this is the big spoiler. This is the big spoiler. The granddaughter.
And also the worst part of the whole movie.
Probably, yeah. The granddaughter is actually a test tube baby clone of her mother, sort of.
If you're not gripping onto this, there's a reason why.
Yeah.
There's a little too much. Yeah. And it alludes several times to, like, it kind of, like, hints to, like, that the grandpa lost a daughter and...
Then brought her back to life.
Not necessarily sort of. that you would think that, and so this kind of, like, connects the dots, but you're still like, wait.
Isn't the connection where she feels a connection to the dinosaurs because she was, quote-unquote, created like them. Isn't there a line like that?
She says... After the dinosaurs are...
She pushes the button to let the dinosaurs go.
Yeah, she lets them go. And then Owen was like protesting and they kind of like give her this look like, what are you doing? And she said, I had to. They're alive like me.
Oh, no.
It's bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Also during this time, somehow Blue, a lone Velociraptor, is able to defeat... The Indoraptor as well. Another side story, which just completely clogs the story.
There are so many.
So here's...
That's basically it. The ending is a T-Rex shouting at a lion, which would have been a much better movie if that was just spread out for 2 hours.
Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking. If I were to do this whole, I wasn't the biggest fan of the first Jurassic World. It was fun. It was okay. It was very average. But if I were to do the whole thing over again, have you guys seen the newest Planet of the Apes trilogy?
Nope.
Like, oh, okay. Well, this might not make any sense to you. But in that one, it starts off with James Franco, and it's talking about how he has, like, given this medicine to Caesar, this ape who makes him smarter, it makes him, like, be able to understand language, be able to communicate with other apes. And so that's the first movie where it just sets up Caesar to be, like, kind of the smarter ape, and then he makes these other apes smarter. And the first movie ends with all the apes escaping this big laboratory in San Francisco, and then they go live in, like, the Redwood Forest or something. And then the second movie is, like, fast forward, like, 10 years or something. And because of that, because of, like, the apes becoming this more evolved species, it's kind of caused all these problems for the humans, and it's kind of wiped out all the humans. So thus, it's becoming a Planet of the Apes in the second movie. And in the third movie, it's war for the Planet of the Apes, so there's all this stuff. And the third movie didn't really deliver, but the first two movies are really good at just setting up this, like, this classic premise of what if apes were the superior species to humans. And I feel like that's kind of what they wanted to do with this Jurassic World series, but they wasted their time on so much stuff that didn't matter.
Yeah. It's stuff that should have been cut out after a couple edits from different screenwriters.
Yeah. Which is why it kind of goes back to how we started. This movie had potential, and the storyline itself isn't terrible.
Yeah.
There are things I would tweak. But by just merely stripping so many of the things out and then expounding on some of the main points a little bit more, rather than throwing in, oh, and by the way, this weird little girl's actually a clone.
Yeah, they throw
without
that
any more explanation whatsoever. Like, instead of doing that, you could have done so many other things to just make the movie a little bit better and make it a serviceable movie.
We'd even mention the guy that's, like, trying to help, like, the company get all these dinosaurs, whose only, like, sole purpose in doing this, really, is so he can make a dinosaur necklace
out of teeth. With different teeth. And then he gets in the cage with the T-Rex. And
Yeah.
So, and that's why I'm opposed to your opinion about, it's a good movie because it's, like, it has this entertainment value to it. There are movies like that have entertainment value that don't ask you to stop and think about the stupid stuff that they just said, like about the they're alive like me, or oh, there's a ladder right there, I'm gonna jump into this cage with the T-Rex. There are movies like that where, like Aquaman, for example, I don't know if you've seen that, but that one's just like bonkers, like balls to the wall crazy, where it's just like there's a crab king and we're just like it's just throwing it all together without all that complication of like, well, this is why we're doing this, and, like, you know what I'm saying?
My point isn't that it's not a good movie because that's what it's achieving. My point is that it's not the worst movie of all time because I'm using a different criteria.
But is it worth watching?
Well,
I will say
I was at the theater with Daniel when we went to see this movie and a few other friends, and it was actually one of the more positive movie theater experiences I've had in recent years, just because we laughed so hard through the entire movie.
Right.
Not in the way that they intended, which is why I don't think it could be considered a good movie, but because it was just unintentionally really funny.
Yeah, if you can distance yourself from those movie-making mistakes, it's really entertaining. And in that sense, I think it definitely is worth a watch, at least.
For me, they just didn't give me enough for me to not think about those mistakes.
But T-Rex yelling at a lion.
Yeah, and that would have been awesome if they did that the entire movie.
Okay, this is also
it sets us up for a third.
Yes.
Which should have been the second movie.
Has some crazy potential to be really freaking awesome.
And according to the directors and people actually writing this trilogy, that's the story they actually want to tell. Is the dinosaurs on the mainland.
Okay, then why did you go from point A to point F, Q, H, Z, and then C?
Because they were rushing it.
Exactly.
So now
that's the problem with this movie.
Now we'll see Jurassic World 3 when I think it's 2021 when that comes out, if they're actually delivering on a good story in there.
Yeah.
If not, then
there was a pterodactyl on top of the fake Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas. Like
that's what I was saying. It could be the whole premise of this trilogy could be, oh, this is actually turning into Jurassic World.
Right.
And the first movie...
From Jurassic World to Jurassic World.
Yeah, where the first movie was just kind of a Jurassic Park remake, which is fine, whatever. But if that's not the story you want to tell, then don't tell it. Like, tell something that will set up a really good second movie where we don't have to set up a third movie. Just have it be this beginning, middle, end arc.
Well, and frankly, the first movie, you could have gone directly to what we're supposedly going to see in the third movie. With minimal setup,
you could have. But I think it's also like, if you just start, get money. But it's also if you start that story, and you're just like, we're on the mainland in like the first 10 minutes of that movie. I think we have a lot of questions as well, as how like they knew that they should sequester these dinosaurs to an island, and we were dumb enough to then bring them to the mainland to do this park. That's dumb.
Yeah, but it never answers the question of why they were dumb enough to build Jurassic World.
Yeah, it doesn't either, but...
why were they ever dumb enough to make Jurassic World? That's the same answer. Money.
I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about
I'm talking about both.
It's a fair point. I mean, but I think, like, Jurassic World 1 is a solid FX movie. If it's on TV, you would watch it. I think Chris Pratt helps too.
He did help.
The problem
in
the
movie.
Second one is he doesn't have as many Chris Pratt moments. The screenwriting was not doing him any favors in that regard.
Yeah.
But I think if like you take away the clone girl episode, you take away like the random Indoraptor for no reason, and that guy collecting a tooth necklace of dinosaurs, I think you could start to see another solid FX movie that if it's on TV, you're just like, yeah, I'm just gonna watch this and it. It's just kind of a mind-numbing entertainment sort of value.
You're talking about... You're saying that Fallen Kingdom is an FX-worthy movie?
If you take away, like, the clone girl, necklace guy, and just all the random side quests, basically, of this movie that are just unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a problem, for sure. And it sucks because this got a 48% on Rotten Tomatoes... but made $1.3 billion.
Yeah. People want to see Dinosaurs F stuff up.
But it didn't. Like,
if it was a movie, Dinosaurs F stuff up.
But, like, not in a satisfying way.
The directors also F stuff up as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, since that was the most anticipated movie of 2018, let's talk about our most anticipated movies of 2019. Who wants to go first?
Well, there's a few that I think are probably on everybody's radar that, you know, it's hard to not, like,
Avengers
feel
Endgame.
Anticipation about Avengers Endgame. I mean, that's probably maybe the most anticipated movie of the year. I don't know.
I think
it might be one of the most anticipated of all time, to be honest.
That's going to do really, really well. So I'm looking forward to it. I've heard a lot of theories, and I think it could be awesome.
What's crazy about that, though, is that's what everyone was saying about Infinity War, right? Or do you think there's a different feel about Endgame?
I think there's a different feel.
Is it because Infinity War set something up so big in Endgame?
Yeah.
That's crazy, I think so.
I think Infinity War was like, it was just like, we're going to see everybody on screen at the same time. Kind of like, we're excited for that.
Yeah.
Endgame, it's more of a, we're excited to see how they actually solve this stuff.
Yeah. On that same note, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That's coming out before Endgame. And of course, that's, you know, I think that's going to be really good. And kind of give you one final movie before Endgame that, you know, may set you up for it a little bit more. Other than that, I mean, we talked about the Spider-Man movie before.
Yeah, Spider-Man,
I know that, you know, we're not talking about just superhero movies, but let's be honest, that's kind of what the world has become, where those are typically the most anticipated movies.
There's a couple other ones.
The Lion King, I think, is going to probably break some records.
There's also going to be Toy Story 4.
Weird.
Which,
yeah, I'm not sure how to feel about that. There's another Star Wars coming out.
John Wick 3.
I think that has potential.
How about this?
I mean, that's Jurassic World delivered. It's one guy that's just going to, like, fight a ton of stuff.
How about this?
But they don't have the stupid side quest.
A new Men in Black.
Have you guys seen the trailer for that?
It's got Chris Hemsworth in it.
I've heard it's supposed to be pretty good.
Tessa Thompson. Liam Neeson.
Have you guys not seen the trailer for that?
No, I have.
Oh, yeah. I think just watching that, I'm so excited. I think Tessa Thompson is a great actress. And, oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. What's up?
I think I have my most anticipated movie, personally.
Dear.
You're going to be excited for this.
Okay. Oh, really?
They are making a second Zombieland.
Oh, yeah.
No way. Does that have Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Does it have Emma Stone?
Emma Stone's in there. Zoe Deutsch, Abigail Breslin. Wow, Bill Murray's like whole, in it somehow. And Jesse Eisenberg.
How's Bill Murray in it?
I don't know.
Is he a zombie?
He's there.
I'm assuming so. I'm assuming a lot of these people are just going to be zombies. But I love the first Zombieland. So if they're making a second one and if it's anywhere near that, I am down for that. I didn't know that.
All right.
Any other movies for you? What about you, Daniel?
Zombieland 2 is probably the top. Endgame, Lion King. I mean, there's going to be a ton of movies this year, I think, that are like, if I was given a free ticket, I would be very interested in seeing. But there's no way I am paying for Frozen 2. So.
Oh, yeah, I keep on forgetting about that one. But.
Oh, I didn't know that was happening.
Oh, yeah, that is happening for sure.
It's happening. Nice. Money.
But I got one for you. Let's hear it. You guys, big Quentin Tarantino fans?
Love Quentin Tarantino.
So he is coming out with a new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Was Hateful Eight not supposed to be like his last movie?
I thought at some point that was.
I could be off base. I thought that that was going to be his last movie or that it was supposed to be.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's also not forget there's also going to be Space Jam 2 this year.
There is?
Yeah. With LeBron James.
Oh, I did not know that. Then Godzilla, King of Monsters.
The new Aladdin. Oh, Godzilla, yeah.
The new Aladdin, directed by Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's right, I keep on forgetting. There's also a lot of good movies coming out. Or not, I wouldn't say Sonic's good, but a lot of interesting movies coming out. And then.
Okay, go.
It Chapter 2. Did you guys see It?
I'm not a horror fan.
No.
I'm excited for this one because the cast on this, it sounds amazing. You got Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, and James McAvoy.
That's gonna be interesting.
I am so excited for that. But and then Star Wars Episode 9, I'm really excited for it. I myself am a fan of The Last Jedi. I know it's split up, but I think it's really good, and I'm excited for where they're going to end everything. Right, they're going to end the Skywalker saga, and that'll be exciting. I think J.J. Abrams is going to do a great job with it. All right, don't act so excited, Jaden.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was ended.
Oh, don't forget a Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Oh my gosh, that looks amazing.
Honestly, I'm very intrigued by that movie.
It
could be hilarious.
Yeah.
But
Daniel, you're not going to see that movie.
If I get a free ticket, I would.
Oh my gosh. Do you think we should go up to the movie theater and be like, hey, we're film critics. You should give us press passes to come and watch the movie. How do you think that would go?
We could try.
I think we should try.
I do think that we need to do one of these on a brand new movie that's in theaters.
I don't know. Yeah, I will definitely do that.
Big things in store.
Yeah, I think that will wrap up today.
One last question.
What's that?
What movie of those that we've talked about most anticipated is going to be the one that's going to be the Jurassic World 2 that's just going to be bad?
Oh, man.
And you can't say just like Frozen 2 or something like that. We're not the target audience.
Pikachu.
Fair.
Okay.
of the mentioned movies?
Or just any of the ones that are going to come out. I think Godzilla King of the Monsters has a chance.
It has a chance for sure.
Yeah,
but
being real.
From what I've seen, it looks really interesting and will kind of hopefully deliver on that mindless entertainment where you can turn off your brain and watch these huge monsters fight. I'm kind of excited, but Anyways, so yeah, that'll do it. Thank you for listening to Movie Reviews Nobody Asked For, and that's all.
Bye.